The following message is from Living Waters Church in Elk River, Minnesota. For more information about us, visit livingwatersmn.org.
Well, it's a blessing to be here with you all. Is this better? Can you hear me? Okay, very good. God is good. He does amazing things. He does amazing things in Elk River. Amen?
Amen.
It's just been so many, you know, just so much good news that's happened. I appreciated the testimony that was shared earlier. And I got another really fun one for you guys to hear. So this is my new friend Olivia, and Olivia wanted to share about, I wanted her to share about what God just did in her body. So,
okay, just saying, my heart is like racing a million miles a minute right now. I normally am used to like talking in front of people because I'm in theater, but I just don't even know how to describe what happened to me yesterday. I'm shaking too. Ooh, that's interesting. But yesterday I was at a football game with my friend Shiny. Well, no, the day before yesterday. And she goes, I'm coming to church tomorrow and you're going with me. So I'm like, okay. And I thought we were just going to sit down and just listen to him read. And then I come here, and he's like, hey, we're going to make people's feet grow. And I'm like, is he nuts? And I'm sitting here, and I saw him, and this lady's foot, he put his hand on her foot, and it moved. And I was, like, scared out of my mind. And then they said, okay, does anybody have problems with their head or their ears and everything? And I have been, 75% of my hearing has been taken from me in this ear. And I love to sing and all this stuff, and I just could never really full-on hear what I've been doing. And then everybody gathered around me, and they put their hand on my ear. And I can't even describe the feeling. It got cold, and it started tingling, and then everybody got quiet in the room. And a little girl behind me, I plugged my ear on this side, so this was the only ear that was being able to hear. And the little girl, she goes about 10 feet behind me, and she goes like this. And I could hear it. And I couldn't believe it. And I'm like, are you serious right now? And I thought I was just like, I was going batty or something. And then he called me up, and I told him, and he said, God is good. Mm-hmm. And I just want to add to that, because I'm crying a little bit. God is good. God is great. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, God is great. Thank you, Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
So a mostly deaf ear opens up. Just another normal day walking with Jesus. Amen? It's what he likes to do. How many of you were here yesterday for any of the services that happened? Okay, very good. Now, how many of you either prayed over somebody and saw God heal them, or you received prayer for something in your body and you got healed? Go ahead and raise your hand. All right, there you go. God is good, amen?
Yes.
And he likes to work through everyone. Amen?
Yes.
Healing is not just for somebody up on stage, but it's for the whole body of Christ. Amen? Unless we don't believe it's for us, right? And then we gave up something that Jesus died to give us. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't want to give up anything Jesus died to give me.
Right.
Amen?
Right.
All right, I want to hear a few more testimonies. So can I get some of you folks, I just saw a whole mess of hands go up. Don't be bashful, come on up. Can I get like 10 of you? At least 5, but 10 of you would be great. Just come on up here to give just a quick testimony. I don't care if it was that you just had a little pain in your knee and it disappeared, or it was something very serious, but just, we want to hear what Jesus did, okay? So come. It doesn't matter if you're under the age of 12, that's fine. We take kids, we take adults. Come. All right, I saw a whole lot of hands. You can share something that you prayed for somebody and they were healed too. Either way, it works for me. All right, come on up. Don't be bashful. All right. Well, we'll go with this. Whoever else wants to come, feel free to come. But just something quick, like we're looking for 30 seconds or less, okay?
So quick, my daughter Olivia's eye was not healed yet, but I know that it's important that I come up here and say that I'm believing for it.
Oh, okay.
That's all.
Very good.
So I have neck and back stuff. I don't have the right curve in my spine, and so I had someone pray for me, and when they were praying, I felt like my from the top of my head was being lifted up and decompressed, like my diaphragm opened up and everything. I was like, that's weird. My ribs are spreading, you know, and I feel that same openness today, and that's amazing. I don't have any pain in my neck, which is amazing for me, so it's awesome.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, my legs were uneven, and so the shorter one, or the longer one, like, shot out, because God kind of likes to show off sometimes, and then finally, I think it pulled back, because I'm still the same height, so I didn't grow an inch, but, yeah, and my back, like, felt heat and everything. My back hasn't hurt since then. My hips haven't hurt since then, so, yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I flipped over on a mini dirt bike this summer. You can go ahead and laugh. But since then, every time I bend down, my back just, like, aches and just gross. But, yeah, we had kids praying for it yesterday, and feels 100% normal. Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
A couple months ago, I tweaked my wrist. I was swimming, and I twisted it trying to grab a pole really bad. And I had my son, my little 5-year-old son, just pray for me, ask the Holy Spirit to come to my body and in Jesus' name to heal my wrist. And suddenly I felt an instant miraculous, the pain went away, and it was all good.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. My daughter Dana was here last night, and she had... she's a hairdresser, and I don't know, her neck was bothering her, shoulders are bothering her, rotator cuff, I think that's what was the word of knowledge, was shoulders. And a couple ladies, I was there, but a couple ladies were praying for her, and they prayed over one area, totally healed, and she had this little thing in her neck. We kept praying for that. About the third time we prayed for, everything was gone. She felt heat, the anointing go up and down her back, and she was just totally healed. The other thing is they had a word of knowledge for arches. And I've had flat feet my whole life, and I know my feet feel different. Oh, that's right. And last night, we got the overhaul here. The Lord just reminded me, last night they prayed for ears, and I've had, like, they call a shooter's ear from shooting for years. And I noticed it was significantly better, at least 50% better this morning.
Okay.
So, yay.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Well, yesterday we had our car care, and it went fantastic. And the last lady that came was from a different church, but 2 years ago she had had cancer all over. And Dave and Susie had prayed for her, and she was healed. Well, her oncologist says it's back. So she came to car care yesterday, had done what needed to, came last night, and as we prayed for her, she felt the same thing she did 2 years ago, go down one side and back up the other side and down again, and she's going to the oncologist on Tuesday, and we're just sure she's going to come back with a report. She's healed.
Come on. I look forward to hearing the report.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I had... swelling of the brain. It decreased. I don't know what's the scope, but I don't know what's going to happen, but they said I had Alzheimer's, and that disappeared. So.
Come on. Thank you, Jesus. This is my uncle, by the way.
That same lady that we had prayed for, that Joni was talking about, she mentioned that her one eye was almost blind, and she received a little bit of when everybody's praying, but then afterwards I went back with Marge, and we laid hands on her, and we prayed the first time, and it got better. The second time got better. By the third time, did she say it was clear, and she was reading stuff that she couldn't read before, and so her eye is open. And a few other things, too. So it still needs to continue to be healed, but she was definitely seeing better. So,
can we just praise Jesus for everything that's happened? Come on, Jesus. We just love you, God. We worship you.
I forgot about my ear. My ear got infection a week ago last Tuesday, so it's almost 2 weeks ago. And by the time I went to the ear doctor, it was all, I have tubes in my ears, and it was all infected really bad. Mm-hmm. And the hearing was almost nothing. Mm. And my hearing has been restored.
Mm. Woo-hoo! Come on, Jesus. All right. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm already happy. I'm doing real good. We serve an amazing Jesus. Amen? And he likes to do amazing things. Amen? And he likes to do amazing things inside a church, but he likes to do amazing things outside a church too. Amen? Healing wasn't ever meant to be just something that happened inside a church. It's amazing. It's absolutely fun to see just all of what God did yesterday. I was sitting and talking to Jordan last night, and I said, I don't know. But, I mean, I didn't count or anything, but I wouldn't be surprised if there was literally 100 things that were testified to as being healed yesterday. And that was a lot more people than there were here. So people were walking away with multiple healings in their body. God did a whole lot of stuff. I said, you know, the collective health of Living Waters Church just got substantially better. Jesus is good. It was absolutely amazing, everything that happened yesterday. I've heard Bill Johnson, is either Bill Johnson or Kevin Dedman say, whatever happens inside of church, if it doesn't get outside of church, it dies inside of church. We weren't ever supposed to just have renewal inside a church. It's great. We want it. It's, you know, sign me up. I'm happy. But we need this all over Elk River and all over the region. Amen? We need people touched wherever we go. We need God working in power through each of our lives. Amen? We can change the city. We can change this region. I grew up reading, this was 10 years ago, the Elk River story, where it talked about how God was moving and pouring himself out on this city. And I was like, oh, I wish that I didn't live down in Lakeville. I wish I lived in Elk River because I want to see this happen where I live. God wants to do it again. He's looking for the hungry. Amen? I want to pray again. So Holy Spirit, we just welcome your presence here, your angels here. God, we want habitation of your presence here. We want habitation of your presence in this city. We declare a habitation in this city. Just open heaven at Cub Foods. Open heaven at Walmart. Open heaven at whatever businesses there are in this city. We declare breakthrough in Jesus' name. Kingdom favor in this city. God, revival in this city. We love you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord God, and we thank you for what you are doing. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, it's a blessing to be here with you all at Living Waters, and it's just fun. Knowing your leadership team's heart for you guys and seeing you guys empowered in the doing the works of Jesus Christ, of seeing, you know, lives being changed and transformed where you go. You know, it's just a privilege to partner with you all to see God do amazing things. So thank you. It's a blessing to be here. I want to share a few more testimonies. It's recently in Switzerland. I spent most of my summer in Europe, and there was 3 different people who were on crutches. Most of what happened was taking the people outside the walls of the church to pray for people. And on 3 consecutive days, there were people with crutches out on the streets of Bern, Switzerland, that were touched by the power of God. There was one of the women, was somebody that I actually went up to. I was with 2 friends there, and we see this woman, and she's walking along, and she's got a crutch. And she is walking about this slow, just extremely slow, right down the street. Well, how many of you missed a great opportunity for Jesus? Amen? So we just go over to her and say, hey, excuse me. First of all, do you speak English? And she's like, yes. But then we're like, excuse me, we noticed that you had a crutch. What happened? And she opens right up. She says, well, I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. I have pain all throughout my body, you know, especially in, like, she was pointing, like, this area of her body. I have a coolness that I feel on this side of my body all the time. And she said, I had a fall just on Monday. And she says, that's why I'm walking especially slowly right now. And she said, you know, I'm not doing really all that good. You know, she's just sharing with us. And we just said, you know, Jesus loves to heal people. We've seen God heal people before. Can we pray for you? Is that okay? She says, sure, go right ahead. So I said, can we put our, where's the pain the worst? And she said her knee. And I said, can we just put our hand on your knee when we pray? Yeah, go right ahead. So we just pray a simple prayer. Holy Spirit, we invite you to touch this body. In Jesus' name, MS, get out, pain be gone, coolness be gone. Amen. It took about 20 seconds. Didn't take a whole long time. All right, test it out. How are you doing? Well, all the pain just completely left my body. All the coolness just left my body. I think my balance is feeling about right. Try walking. How are you doing? She actually shocked herself. She was like, she goes, immediately, what church do you guys go to? What kind of church believes like this? My friend said, Burn Vineyard. And she says, when are the service times? And they tell her, and we just said, you know, Jesus was a real man who really lived, really died on a cross, and really was raised from the dead. And people might think it's impossible for somebody to rise from the dead, but it's impossible for what you're experiencing in your body to happen right now. She says, I know, I still have no pain. I said, exactly. And I said, he did it because he loves you and he wants a relationship with you. So it's really simple. It's choosing to turn away from the things we've done wrong. We've all done things wrong. And choosing to make Jesus our God. Is this something you'd like to do right now? And the woman's like, yeah, that's something I want to do right now. And right there on the sidewalk, she prayed to make Jesus her God. Didn't take that long. And they gave her their card, and so she knows where to go to come to Burn Vineyard. And, you know, God wants to do the same things here in Elk River. Amen? Right before that, the week before that, I was in Croatia. I found this quite humorous, actually. I arrive in Croatia, and people tell me, Paul, do you know what's hindering revival from happening in Croatia? I was like, no, what? They're like, the Catholics. And I'm like, really? And they're like, yeah, it's the Catholics. They're hindering revival. And I'm like, okay. I may have some theological differences with them, but I never realized they were single-handedly stopping all of revival from happening in Croatia. And I said, okay, you know, I'm like, you know, I don't know them well enough to try to, you know, say anything more than that. I'm just like, sure, you know, whatever you say, I guess. And it was kind of funny. So the Sunday morning, I'm preaching at the church there, and everybody's laying hands on each other, you know, just like all day yesterday, and like we'll do in just a little bit here, and a bunch of miracles are happening. And there's a Catholic woman who came to the church service. She leaves that church service, and she goes out with her family for lunch. And now her family went to Mass, so they weren't there at the service this morning. So she just at lunch said, hey, you know, God was healing people at church this morning. Do any of you guys want to get healed? Do you need a healing in your body? And they're like, yeah. You know, and four of them get healed right there at lunch. So then she keeps going for it. By Tuesday, she shows up to the Tuesday night service. And I think there'd already been like 8 or 9 healings that had happened. By Thursday, she comes to the meeting and she's like, oh, yeah, you know, the neighbor was out there. You know, he'd had a guy who he hired to mow his yard out there. So I went over to him and I was like, hey, do you want to feel God? Just a simple Holy Spirit encounter like we were doing here yesterday. And the guy's like, sure. And he's like, just put out your hands like this and say, Holy Spirit, come. The man says, Holy Spirit, come. And she's like, well, what do you feel? And the man's like, I feel a pain in my leg. She's like scratching her head. She's like, okay, that wasn't any of the things that happened when we did the Holy Spirit encounters. And the man's like, no, I haven't had any feeling in this leg for more than 10 years. That's the first time I've felt anything. And she's like, oh. That's probably a good thing. Saturday night, she comes to the meeting. A whole bunch of people get healed and a bunch of people get saved and pray to start a relationship with Jesus. And she's like, well, I'm going to go find some more sick people after the meeting. So she goes out and finds a bunch more. By the end of the first week, this woman, this Catholic woman who's hindering revival from happening in Croatia, had seen around 25 healings happen outside of church just by praying for people and looking for opportunities that Jesus gave her to see people touched. And God wants to do that through anyone who's willing to make themselves available, I'm firmly convinced. God wants to touch people. Amen? I tell you, most of the people out there that I talk to, it doesn't take more than a few minutes. We're just in Duluth on Thursday, did a treasure hunt. How many of you heard of a treasure hunt before? Brought a few books with me today. One of them is called The Ultimate Treasure Hunt. It's just a great way to live a naturally supernatural lifestyle. And we're doing a treasure hunt there in Duluth. And I think we didn't have much time. I think we had 35, 40 minutes. In 40 minutes, we went up to five people. Four out of the five were like, yes, please, please pray for me. Three out of those were completely healed. One of them was dramatically improved. 35 minutes. Yeah. People were so hungry. They're so open. So I'm just here to encourage you. Go for it. God wants to touch people through you. Amen?
Yes.
You guys saw so many people healed yesterday, praying for each other. God wants to do the same thing even as you leave. Amen?
Yes.
All right. Now, I want to start going for it. I know there's a lot of people that still have needs in their body, and I want to see Jesus touch some more people. Is that all right with you guys? You guys want to see some more people get healed? You all right with that? All right. So, again, let me say this is a good time to be selfish in church. Don't sit there and think, well, I know brother so-and-so. He's had the problem, and it's a lot worse than what I have, so I'll just let him get prayed over. And you get to walk away and keep your pain. We want to see you touch too, and there's a lot of people here that want to see a miracle happen when they pray, right? So you're not doing anyone any favors by refusing to take prayer. So let's go after knees. So if you have any kind of knee problems of any variety, go ahead and stand up. If you have arthritis in your body, also go ahead and stand up. Arthritis. If you have wrist problems, carpal tunnel, anything with your wrists, go ahead and stand up. All right. We're getting less and less people standing up there, Dave. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Now, those of you that are standing, I want you to put your hand in the air. All right. Very good. Now, those of you that are sitting, I need your help. I need all hands on deck. I want you to stand up. I want you to go to the people who are standing. Go, 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 go. And I'll give you instructions. Don't worry. Just go to the people. Yeah, yeah. If you need healing for one of those things I just called out, we're going to do a few rounds of healing. But just the first round, whatever I called out, knees, arthritis, wrists. Is that what I called out?
Yeah.
All right, put your hand in the air so people can find you. All right, now, if you have someone to pray for you, put your hand down. If you don't have someone to pray for you, wave. Is there anybody who still needs somebody?
Back there.
Okay. You guys got him covered? All right, very good. So real quick, take 10 seconds. I just want you to find out what the problem is. All right, now that you know what the problem is, I want you to put your hand where they need a healing in their body. All right, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to tell the person you're praying for that it's easy for Jesus to heal them. Because it is. You want to know something? I need to just tell you this real quick. I used to play around with this. I used to work at Teen Challenge, okay? And I'd be praying for sick people all the time. And, like, any kind of opportunity. If I heard somebody complain about a headache, I was like, oh, we got to go see Jesus heal them, okay? And, like, I was just like, I wonder what would happen. I'm not giving you a formula, okay? There isn't, like, a formula to this all. But I was just like, I wonder what would happen if before I prayed for the person, I just took, like, 5 seconds to tell them how much God loves them and that he wants them healed. And I started doing that. And I was like, wow, percentage-wise, more people are getting healed. And I was like, I wonder what would happen if I just told them it was easy for Jesus to heal them real quick. And then percentage-wise, the percentage went way up again. Because a lot of people are sitting there thinking, oh, my problem is so big. I don't know if God can heal me. Or, I mean, I'm sure that if healing ever did happen, it would be like a process that would happen at least, I don't know, till Jesus comes back. But it's easy for Jesus to do the miracle right now. Amen? You saw God heal testimonies of all sorts of stuff, some of which was minor and some of it which was quite severe. Amen? And he can do it right there on the spot. Amen? Okay, very good. Now I want you to pray for him, okay? Now I don't want you to beg and plead with God to heal him, okay? I don't want you to ask Jesus to heal him, okay? He wants to heal more than you want to see him healed, right? All right, so I want you to invite the Holy Spirit to touch him, and I want you to drive out the pain or drive out the arthritis or the problem. But everybody at once, out loud, go ahead. Yeah, pain, get out in Jesus' name. Leave these bodies. Amen. All right, I want you to test it out. Try to do something you couldn't do before. See if the pain is gone. See if the arthritis is gone. See if your wrists are better. Looks like people are getting healed up in the sound booth. That's always good. All right, now, if you feel... Okay, I need your attention. I'm going to lose my voice otherwise. If you feel a difference in your body, even if it's just a little bit, I want you to wave at me like this. All right, come on. Thank you, Jesus. Now, if it's at least halfway, we'll say halfway better, go ahead and wave at me like this. So who's at least halfway better? All right, keep your hands up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Very good. Now, I want you 12 or however many there were, go ahead, come up here real quick. We're just going to do testimonies real quick. So come. Everybody else grab a seat. All right. So what did Jesus do for you?
Okay.
Hello. Awesome. Okay.
I was in a car accident and hurt my wrist, and I didn't realize it before. I thought there was no pain, but it was stiff, I guess. Uh-huh. And after they prayed, it got better.
Thank you, Jesus. Hey. All right. Lord. Yeah, just like that. Short and sweet.
In 1997, I hyperextended both thumbs, and they never healed right. Uh-huh. And Thursday morning at the prayer meeting, I had the beginning of it, uh-huh. of the healing. And I can clap now. I couldn't clap before without having it go out of joint.
Come on, Jesus.
I've been a massage therapist for probably about 25 years, and I've already had carpal tunnel surgery once, and just because of what I do, I have to have it again, and I've also got arthritis really bad, and whenever I hold my arms like this, my fingers go numb instantly. So, I had prayer, and this one started tingling, and it's getting better.
Come
every
on.
Second.
We declare 100% in Jesus' name.
All right. In seventh grade, I got hit in both knees with fast pitch softballs. And so every time I'd bend my knees would pop and crack, and I've had pain in them. And now they don't pop or crack.
Come on, Jesus.
I have two. Yesterday I came here to tie balloons for the thing. And for 4 weeks I've had severe pain in my left foot and left leg. I came in as they were giving testimonies right before lunch, and all the pain in my left foot and leg disappeared. And it was like a deep bone ache that just doesn't go away. And then I've been hauling furniture up to my third floor apartment, and so my knees have been kind of complaining. And I have no pain anymore.
Thank you, Jesus.
Arthritis in both of my thumbs. The healing is almost gone. And my knees are too much kneeling on cement. They're feeling a lot better.
Thank you, Jesus.
My wrist started to inflame about 4 weeks ago. And at the word of prayer, there was two people praying over me. It was like the words went right through my finger. It was so cool. And the inflammation started to go down. And also in worship, I've been dealing with allergies, and I could feel the Lord just burning in my sinuses. It was like awesome.
Yeah. Come on.
I woke up yesterday with a severe pain right here. And by last night, I thought I just slept crooked. By last night, it was up into my elbow. And today, it was in my fingers. And the elbow was fine. The fingers are almost fine, and this is less.
Okay.
So it's working.
We declare 100% in Jesus' name.
I had my knee replaced about 4 months ago, and it just hasn't been healing up right. And a lot of pain. And Ken and a bunch of my friends over there laid hands on me. And as soon as they laid hands on my knee, it got really hot. And it stayed that way until they were done praying. And now my knee doesn't hurt.
Come on. Thank you, Jesus.
I have fibromyalgia and Lyme's disease caused some arthritis in different places randomly, and the two were, anyway, just it aches. And so it's 50% better, but I believe the Lord said go up and proclaim it, and you'll get
the
100%.
Thank you, Jesus, for 50%. Well, we declare 100% in Jesus' name. Stretch your hands towards her. In Jesus' name, all of that, get out. Amen. Come on, God's good. All right. So, yeah, let's just praise Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Now, is there anybody here? Let's keep going for it. Who has anything incurable? The doctor told you we can't help you. You have anything incurable. You got cancer, diabetes, MS. That works. Anything, if you feel it's incurable, that's good enough for me. Go ahead and stand. Or you live in extreme chronic pain. If you live in chronic pain in your body at like a level 5 or higher, if it's even close, I'd stand up, quite frankly. Go ahead and stand up. You don't want the pain, right? Who has a problem specifically with their thumb or right in here? Go ahead and stand up. And somebody else has something with your spine. Go ahead and stand up. Whoever has an issue with their spine, scoliosis or something, I don't know. Herniated disc, degenerative disc. Okay. I feel like I should ask you guys for words of knowledge. Maybe the kids. Do any of the kids have a word of knowledge? Or the adults, too. It's okay. That's what we did all day yesterday. Now I put them on the spot. That's all right. Oh, you got one. Okay, what do you got? Foot. Okay. Very good. Who here has any kind of problems with your foot? Go ahead and stand up. Very good. Thank you. Okay. Anybody else? You got a word of knowledge or something? I believe in giving you guys opportunities. Yeah, what do you got? Neck and hip. Okay, very good. So if you have a neck or a hip problem, go ahead and stand up. Okay. Very good. And I feel like there's somebody who has a neck problem caused by like a car accident or whiplash or something. Who is that? All right. Over there too. All right, very good. So if you have any of these problems, put your hand in the air. Oh, wait, one more thing. Metal. Who has plates, rods, pins, screws, anything like that in your body? Go ahead and put your hand up as well. All right, easy for Jesus to vaporize some metal out of some bodies. All right, so those of you that are standing, put your hand in the air. I'd ask for any recently dead people, but I don't think there are any. We could go for that too, but. All right. Those of you that are sitting, I want you to stand up. Go to the people with their hands in the air. Go, 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 go. Go. got some folks up here. Here we go. Okay. Now, if you have someone to pray for you, put your hand down. If you don't have anyone to pray for you, wave. Right here, this woman right here. Can somebody come over to this woman here?
Somebody gather around Ellie. We need prayer.
Oh, okay. Not a problem. Very good. Is there anybody that still needs someone to pray for them? Okay, very good. Okay, well, find out the problem. I know what you're talking about. No, no problem. They do that with me too, so. Okay, now put your hand. First of all, again, some of these people have something quite severe. I mean, it's incurable for some of them, all right? But guess what? Jesus is really good at taking care of the incurable, right? So again, I want you to remind these people, tell them it's easy for Jesus. Because it is, isn't it? Don't you just feel better telling the person it's easy for Jesus? Because sometimes you hear the problem, you're like, oh no, I don't know if that's going to happen when I pray. Right? All right. So now go ahead, lay your hands where they need a healing, unless it's not a place you should put your hand. Then put your hand on their shoulder. And you know what to do. Everybody pray at once. Drive out the problem. Go after it. Command the metal to vaporize. Yeah, we rebuke every incurable disease, and we say, get out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. You have no right to these people. Be gone now in Jesus' name. Never return. The Lord rebuke you. Be gone. Okay. Go ahead and have the person test it out. Now, some of them, they're not going to know until later when they go to a doctor or whatever, but some of them, they'll know now. Okay. All right. Okay. If you feel a difference in your body, whether it's a little bit or a lot, I want you to wave at me. So who felt God touch him? Come on, Jesus. All right. Now, if it's at least halfway better, go ahead and wave. So who's at least halfway better? Very good. Now, if it's at least halfway better, I want a testimony. So come. Move quickly. We don't have much time. The rest of you, go ahead and grab a seat. All right, so those of you coming up, wow, we got a lot coming up. Okay, nice, short, and sweet. I'll start down at this end and work this way, I guess. So you guys can come on down. All right, so what was wrong with what Jesus did?
Oh, I twisted my back a week or so ago, and just all kinds of sensations as God's healing it here, anything from electricity to heat like a heating pad to just deep relaxation, relaxing all the muscles around, so... Feeling pretty good and a little drunk.
All right, good. More, Lord.
I have some crazy tightness in my hip, and the chiropractor says it's muscles, so I don't know, but it's loosening up, and it's feeling better now.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I have a headache kind of a thing. I think it's related to teeth, but I'm not sure. I've never had it diagnosed, and I don't want to diagnose. I want a healing, but it's much better than it was. And it's hard to know because it kind of comes at night more in the daytime.
Okay, well, we declare 100% in Jesus' name.
Tightness in my thumb, and it's all relaxed, and my back was a little bit tight, and it feels much better.
Thank you, Jesus.
I've had back and neck problems my whole life, and I just got in a car accident and got whiplash. And I also have a big scoliosis in my spine. And I felt a little bit of relief during worship, and I feel about 50% less tension in my neck, and I'm believing for the rest.
Okay, well, we declare 100%.
I had a pain in my heel, and I get prayed for, and it's mostly all gone.
All right, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
I had back pain, and my back was all warm, and it's actually so warm, and it's all gone.
Thank you, Jesus.
I had flattish feet, and then when they were praying for me, I felt tingling.
Okay, very good.
Two things, neck problem for the last 2 years, just kind of like 80, 90% gone. Mm. Well, three things. I just started laughing almost uncontrollably when they started praying for me. And I've had a metabolism issue, blood sugar issue, hypoglycemic, and I still feel like something, the Holy Spirit's just like rearranging my like whole inner person somehow. So very cool.
Thank you, Jesus.
I had a problem with my neck and hip, and then this warmness went over me, and it was gone.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mine is neck and sciatic nerve, and I've had a bunch of accidents, whiplash on my neck, but my neck feels a lot better, and I've been having a dull headache the last week, and it cracks all the time, and so I'm just believing it's 100% healed, and I just feel hot all over, and normally when I go like this and bend over with my sciatic nerve, it's just tight and stiff, and I don't feel nothing.
Thank you, Jesus.
I've had ankle problems for like 5 years now, and I couldn't like run on my ankle, so they prayed for it, and now it's gone.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. I was just with you.
Oh, okay.
I've had an incurable neck, a curable thing that causes pain in my neck all the time, and I'd say it's 50% better.
Thank you, Jesus. We declare 100%.
I was diagnosed with MS about 3 or 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. I had a little bit of problem with balance and also everything, basically. But I felt a warmth up in the back of my neck right when I was being prayed for, and I really appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So, yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
Go ahead, Nikki.
I was jumping on the trampoline, and I hurt my foot, and people were praying for me, and my foot felt warm, and then it just doesn't hurt anymore.
Oh, you're adorable. Did you get healed too, or just hurt?
Well, no, they were praying for my wrist. It doesn't hurt right now, but I've had issues with my wrist I broke them when I was 3.
Okay.
So I've been having issues, and I can't really wash the floor too much because it puts a lot of pressure on my wrists and stuff, and it always aches for like 2-3 days afterwards. So I think I'm just going to go home and wash the floor.
There you go. All right.
L3 sciatic, and 55%, and the John goes, by the time he gets to you, I think you'll be 100. I'm at least 85 now.
Come on, thank you, Jesus.
Seriously. Couldn't lift my leg, couldn't do anything.
It's tight.
And God is just blessing me.
We thank you for 85, and we declare 100 in Jesus' name.
I was in multiple car accidents and had some birth injury, and I declare I'm healed in Jesus' name.
Come on.
71, I did a header off a motorcycle and felt like I shrunk. I'm 66, and I just grew an inch.
Come on.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus. Whoa, I'm sorry. Didn't see you there. Can we thank Jesus for everything that's happening? Come on, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We give you the glory. All right. I want to say this real quickly, all right? Now, I don't heal anybody just like you guys don't heal anybody. And first of all, I didn't even pray for anybody. You guys were the ones praying for them all, right?
Yeah, right.
You're seeing God do all the miracles. Amen?
Amen.
But it's Jesus that heals. We can't heal anything, right?
Yeah.
And as I shared before, Jesus was a real man, really existed, really died on a cross, and really was raised from the dead. And people might think it's impossible for somebody to rise from the dead, but it's impossible for all this stuff to be happening, right?
Yeah.
And he does it because he loves you. And he wants a relationship with you as well. And it's really simple. We've all done things wrong before. And it's choosing to turn away from the things we've done wrong and choosing to make Jesus our Lord and our God. The Bible actually says that this is the only way we can be saved from our sin. We've all done things wrong before. And the only way we can be forgiven is through Jesus. That's it. You can't be good enough. You can't earn it. It's only through Jesus. And that's the way to get to heaven. It's through Jesus. It's in relationship with him. He's the only way. John 14:6 says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And that's Jesus talking, saying he's the only way to get to the Father in heaven. Amen? So I wanted to give you guys a chance right now. Go ahead, bow your heads, close your eyes, fold your hands. For you to start a relationship with Jesus. So, if you've never before prayed to make Jesus your Lord and God, and you would like to do that right now, you can just let me know by raising your hand. Okay? All right. Very good. Now, there might be some people that are here today that you're like, okay, I have done that before, but I know that my life is not the way that God would want it to be. And you're like, I need to rededicate myself to Jesus. Is there anybody here that would like to do that today? Okay, you can go ahead and put your hands down. So just, I want all of you guys to repeat this prayer after me, not just the people who raised their hand, okay? So, Jesus, I choose to rededicate myself to you. I choose to make you my Lord and my God. Please forgive me for the things I've done wrong. I renounce the devil and all his works. And I break them off. In Jesus' name. Give me grace, Holy Spirit. Help me to follow you. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right, very good. Well, I want to go after, we got a little bit of time left. I want to go after healing one more time. I know there's people here that we didn't call out their issue or their disease, and they're like, man, I really want to get prayed for. So, one more last round for miracles. I figured today I wasn't going to preach so much, we'd have a lot more of doing. Is that all right with you guys? All right, very good. So, if you go not that far away from here, like a couple hours southeast of here, they would love to see, at Mayo Clinic, they would love to see this happening there, right? God is good. So, if you're just like, I need to be healed today, I don't care what it's of, I don't care if it's your pinky hurts a little bit, or you're told you're terminal, it doesn't matter, but you're just like, I need to get healed, go ahead and stand up. All right, very good. So those of you that want to be healed, put your hand in the air. Everybody else, you know what to do. Go ahead, stand up, go to the people. Go, 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 go. All right, I got a couple folks up here. Some of you want to migrate towards the front of the room. All right. You know what to do. Find out the problem. Oh, hey, if you don't have somebody to pray for you, wave. Who needs somebody? Right here. Or you got? You, can these two pray for you? Okay, there you go. All right, so find out the problem. It's easy for Jesus. Go after it. Drive it out. Yeah, drive it out. The pain's got to go. Command it to leave. Everybody just pray at once. All of you go for it. Okay. Go ahead, test it out. Try to do something you couldn't do. And again, I realize some of you, you're not going to know until you see a doctor, but some of you will know now. All right. If you feel a difference in your body, I want you to wave at me. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Now, if it's at least halfway better, wave at me. All right. The rest of you, go ahead, grab a seat. We'll do one last round of testimonies. Come on up here. Go ahead, grab a seat. People can get healed just by hearing the testimony. I think they said at Bethel, they've had, this was a while back, they'd had like 39 people healed of bipolar. Three were prayed for, and the other 36 just heard a testimony about it, and they were healed. So, you can get healed just by hearing the testimony. So, what happened?
I had my neck was kind of out of alignment here, and I kept getting a low, dull headache, and I just felt like this get warm. And the spot right here just got really hot. I thought it was maybe going to pop or click, but it just got really, really warm, and then it's gone.
Thank you, Jesus.
I've had migraines since I was 6, and everyone just prayed for me, and I have not had it. Pain gone.
Thank you, Jesus.
I just had a pesky little cold, and I feel like I'm sitting in a pot of boiling water right now.
All right.
I had fogginess in my right eye, and it's almost gone.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I had a pain in my right side that comes and goes, and I don't feel it. It feels different.
So you felt it before they were praying, and now mm-hmm. you don't? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I had cancer surgery in my head, and it's opened up again.
You had what?
Cancer surgery on my head.
Okay.
And it's opened up again, and they prayed to help me.
Okay. Yeah. Very good. And you felt God touch you as they were praying?
Mm-hmm.
What did you feel?
Just heat, warm.
Okay, very good. Well, we declare more in Jesus' name.
I have a hernia, and they started praying for me, and it was like freezing cold in the area of where they were, my hernia is. So it's like, it's going to be healed.
Come on, Jesus.
I asked them to pray for my throat and my teeth, and they said they prayed for that, and you know, that it's hard to know whether. Yeah, I just believe that God's like giving me new teeth. But then he said, is there something wrong with your back? And I'm like, well, yeah. And he prayed, and I heard my neck click. I mean, it was like I didn't move, and it went. God did.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Is it okay? Works for me.
For about 2 weeks, I've had like just a lot of headaches and pressure by my eyes and stuff like that. And they're all praying for me. And, like, just progressively it got, like, 10%, 10%, 10% better. And just by the end, I felt, like, an internal shudder in my chest, in my head. And then it literally felt like someone reached into my eyes and pulled out the pressure.
Mm.
And I feel pretty good.
That's pretty good to me. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. All right, real quick. Almost done here. All right, so I got 3 books that I brought with me. They're back on the book table. I also have an email newsletter. If any of you want to stay connected with me in that way, you can put your email address down on the sheet of paper on the book table and sign up for that. I have 3 books that I brought. My favorite book on living a naturally supernatural lifestyle. Now, I used to go around and always share about words of knowledge with groups, and I'd be like, you got to get this book. It's by Randy Clark. How many of you know who Randy Clark is? It'll cost you $7 on his webpage, and it's extremely practical. It'll take you all of 45 minutes to read. You got to get it. You got to get it. And I'd be like saying that, and I'd be watching in virtually every single service. Somebody's looking on their phone on Amazon, like ordering it as I'm talking. And I'm like, okay, I'm just going to start bringing this with me wherever I go. So I have this book right here. And the last one, I've read probably at least 30 books on healing. I had cancer before. So that's how I became very passionate about healing. So that was 9.5 years ago that I've been cancer-free. But my favorite book on healing was the one that I wanted to write. So 3 years ago, I was meeting with a book publisher and talking about how I'd write a book on healing with them. And I had my plan of how I was going to write it. I was going to have a chapter on each of the keys that would help that it helped me see healing in a different way. So a chapter on having compassion on sick people instead of going introspective. And a chapter on taking risk, because you can have the right ideas in your mind, but if you don't take risk, nothing happens, right? And chapter on all these different things. Well, Kevin Dedman, which, how many of you saw Kevin when he came here to town? And he's like, I want all my interns to read my latest book. It's called Unlocking Heaven. It's all the keys that God gave me to help see healing happen in a greater way. And I started reading his book, and he's got a chapter on compassion, and a chapter on taking risk, and a chapter on all these different things. So it's my favorite book on healing because it was the one that I wanted to write. So I highly recommend it as well. So that's what I have for you guys. God bless you. Thank you so much for having me. Keep praying for sick people, and